Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mac, and you're listening to Mac's Musings. And I am so sorry to everyone and the previous callers that there have been technical difficulties here. Please hang on. I am going to be calling my guest, and hopefully the show will not have any problems this time. I can see that it gave me my whole hour, unlike before when it only gave me 10 minutes. So it is dialing her. Please stay tuned, everybody, and please call in again. And there goes the phone.
Hi.
Hello again.
Hi.
I feel so bad, and I hope you're not too upset.
I don't care. I'm fine.
Oh,
things happen.
Okay. Yeah, things happen. And well, anyway, so I'll just start, and hopefully the two callers will call again. And so you
yeah.
have been saying that you were telling the people about growing up in Syracuse.
Sure. I mean, I guess Syracuse, you know, we're known for our basketball and our football and our college. So that was kind of like what it was growing up. I guess I didn't see the beauty in things as much. And for years, I just wanted to get out of Syracuse. And things changed, you know, a few years ago. And now I definitely want to stay and trying to put a mark on this town and community to build the workforce among filmmakers and the youth and involving the community in filmmaking.
Well, and you've got like a very wide and like varied career that you do so many things. You were a former director at Barbizon Modeling and Acting Schools, and you are the CEO at DiBernardo Productions, LLC, and you're the executive director and president of the Syracuse International Film Festival. You're also a contributing editor at Newstime Global. So tell us about some of that.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, I am the executive director and president of Syracuse International Film Festival, and we're on our 20th year anniversary, and this is a new venture this year, and it's very, very exciting being its 20th year anniversary. And we put a spin on things and switched it up a little bit, and now it's international art, fashion, film, and music. And we're involving the community, trying to get not just filmmakers and you know, the artsy community involved, but, you know, the actual community who comes out to watch regular films. And also, while we're doing that, we're, you know, we have very much involved diversity and developing the youth with our high school film competition and our new filmmaker showcase that we offer for, you know, our young adults who are growing into this industry. So,
Go ahead.
So, I guess I could, you know, venture into, you know, that we have 10 events this year. We have 11 events planned, 8 being for our big 20th year anniversary. And September 28th, we're at the Tasting Room showing The Cookbook, which is a Central New York film, and a PBS film inside the Iranian uprising. And then we're going to lead into our big day, September 29th, at the Red House Art Center, which we have special guest international artist Lawrence Gartzell, who he designed the 57th Grammy poster, as well as has had jobs with Coca-Cola and Steve Jobs. He's wrapped Maseratis and so many amazing vehicles, and he also has items that are for sale in Barnes & Noble and Walmarts, and I believe Targets across 3,200 stores right now. He's one of our guests. We have Tom Malloy, who is the CEO of a distribution company as well, screening one of his upcoming films. And we have Lisa Lampanelli, who will be talking about her life previously in stand-up comedy because she is retired now. We do have Rob Swartz, who, if anybody's interested in music distribution or really getting involved in, you know, becoming really a musician and are ready to be a true professional, that's who you want to link with. And he'll be there, and his company is attached to Grammys. But then on the 30th, we have Alec Baldwin at Mohegan Manor with a VIP cocktail reception. Who doesn't enjoy that? And after that, there's, you know, a separate event where the Q&A with Alec, as well as we're going to be honoring him with a Sophia Award, which is our lifetime achievement in independent cinema. So we're excited about that, and that tops our first week. And then we go into October 4th, we'll be at Funkin' Waffles. We'll be premiering The Black Mass, which is with horror scream queen Devaney Pinn, and her and Michelle Romano will be out there representing The Black Mass. That's a VIP cocktail reception, somewhat like Alex. And October 5th, we're at the Tasting Room. That's our LGBTQI plus day. We're very excited to be showing a short film, Identity. And then after Identity, we will be showing the documentary, This Is Not Me. Then October 6th, we will be at the Buried Acorn, and we're showing a variety of films. And October 7th, we have two events. We have our Horror Day, which is at the Palace Theater, and we are actually teaming up with Universal Pictures to show their trailers, The Exorcist, The Believer, and Five Nights at Freddy's. So that's really a huge, huge thing for the film festival. We're really excited about that. And we have our high school film competition, which we have CNY Bounce House, and we have Upstate Mammogram. Like, they're bringing their bus to perform mammograms on site. We have Blazed and Confused that will be there with their food truck. Beyond Reality will be there with their virtual reality. We have Mira Grimm performing. We have Pageant Queens that will be there. There will be high school movies, animations, a lot of fun stuff going on that day. And that's during our, like, big two-week event. And then November 4th, we'll want people to stay tuned for Cymerg, which is our Iranian film festival. November 12th is our New Filmmakers Showcase at Syracuse University. And February 3rd, we are doing our first ever honoring outstanding Black filmmakers, and our co-host is Devin Patterson from Spectrum. So really excited, lots and lots and lots of events coming up. You know, Eric Vinyl, the film commissioner, said, bring the industry here, and that's what we're doing. You know, we're trying to make this a bigger and better place, and, you know, we're meeting with, you know, assembly men and women, and we're getting supported and meeting, you know, or have meetings lined up with the mayor and really trying to make a difference here. You know, we have a very large tax incentive, so we're not just, you know, a film festival. You know, we have international artists, international fashion designers, you know, musicians and filmmakers, but of course the draw is come to Syracuse, film here, pour your money in here, and we'll continue to grow our infrastructure. So that's a little bit about what's going on with the film festival, which may seem like a whole lot, but we're really excited about it, and I'd say it's probably the largest that the film festival has ever had in its 20 years.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so so that's one thing. And then, you know, of course, that's a not-for-profit. I have my film festival, Creators Film Festival, that will be going virtual for its fourth year. And then we have our dates April 15th in Watertown, which we're really excited for next year because we don't want to have both festivals in September. It's a little crazy doing that. And, you know, CEO of DiBernardo Productions. So we're filming DiBernardo Productions' original, Escaped, and it's a psychological thriller. And, you know, I'm co-directing with my daughter, and we're having a lot of fun. So Yeah, I'll take a breath and let you talk for a minute.
Well, actually, no, the most important thing is the guest talking, because I can just, like, not say anything. I mean, I prefer not to do that. I like to cut in once in a while, but hopefully your friends will call back. They haven't yet. I feel really bad now because nobody's called back after that snafu.
No. That's okay.
Oh, well. Oh, well, if they call back, they do. If they don't, they don't. That's all I can say, I guess. But actually, one of the questions that I was going to ask you, and you, like, touched on it for just a minute there because you mentioned your daughter. I was going to ask you, because I know you have a son and a daughter, and I was going to ask you if either one of them had film business aspirations, which I already know now that the daughter does. But what about your son?
So,
oh, there's a caller.
Okay.
Sorry. Just let me answer this so they don't have to wait very long. And then you can...
Okay. Yeah,
hello,
no...
Caller? Caller, are you there, caller? You're on the air.
Hi. I'm Michelle's daughter.
That's my daughter. So I guess she...
Go ahead.
She can answer her film aspirations and what her, experience in the industry, you know, she kind of grew up with it, but it started as a baby in beauty pageants, but I'll let her talk about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so, like she said, I started as a kid, so, like, a lot of things I did was, like, pageants and stuff, obviously, that I don't remember. And then I went into acting a little more, like, in my teens, and then I kind of fell off of that for, various reasons. But as I grew older, like, the past, like, 2 or 3 years, I've gotten more into it, and I've realized that I like more of the behind-the-scenes aspects of it. So, like, with this film being the co-director with my mom, it's been showing me, like, a lot more behind the scenes action than the last movie, because the last movie I was more just, you know, a production assistant, and I was taking the behind the scenes photos, which was fun in itself. But I think definitely, like, having more of the says and, like, seeing the vision within your head before you even get the shot is, like, a much different aspect to me that I like a lot better than, you know, being in front of the camera.
Yeah, so I guess that's my, and then my son did stuff years ago, and he runs very much far away from us.
So he's not much for it at all.
No. You know, he's helped out. You know, he definitely helped out on the last film with craft services, and he actually, you know, was an actor in it, but... If you were to ask him if he wants to do another one, you're most likely getting a hard no.
Okay, I just want to ask a question. Now, I just have to say daughter, because I think I know your name, but I'm not sure. So if you would say what your name is.
It's Kaylee Stevenson, sorry.
Okay, no, don't say you're sorry. I thought that's what it was, but I didn't want to say Kaylee if it wasn't your name, because, you know, I don't like to get stuff wrong. So, Kaylee, do you feel like you would like to be in several more movies with your mother, or would you like to go on your own as well, or aspirations do you have for that?
I think, honestly, like, you know, working with my mom is, like, the main thing that I'm doing right now, obviously, and I definitely see it more in the future as well, but I think it would be more in the aspect of, like, we'd be switching back and forth with who's writing the movies. Like, obviously right now she majority wrote this movie, and I think the next one would probably be I wrote it, and then after that she'd probably write another one. So yeah, I definitely see it being more or less with my mom than anybody else, because we get to actually, like, more or less like think the same in most situations, so it's a lot easier to do things than, you know, with a stranger that you have to get to know and then kind of follow their ideas and kind of throw your ideas out there too. It's like with us, we kind of have the same ideas going into it.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. So now I'm going to go back to your mom, but Kaylee, anytime you want to, you know, jump in, if you stay on, anytime you want to jump in and say something, just, you know, go ahead. Because this is a pretty laid-back show. So getting back to Mama, so tell us about that movie, Escaped, the synopsis and whatever else you want to tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, it, like I said, it's a psychological thriller about character Veronica, who there's a lot of mental health awareness, grief, betrayal, addiction. She ends up with dissociative amnesia, and some things make her a little crazy. And, yeah, I don't want to give away too much, but she goes through a lot of things, and it may or may not have been her fault, but the film overall brings a lot of awareness to a lot of different things that I think more films should, you know, bring to light. And, yeah.
Okay. There's another film that I think it's still in production, and a lot of my friends are involved in that one, called Z Dead End. And you're acting, and you're also producing that. So if you can tell us a little bit about that.
We're no longer involved with that project.
Oh, okay. Then case closed. Sorry, everybody. They're no longer involved in that project. I didn't know that. I apologize.
We did our work. We definitely should get our credit, you know, but yeah, we are no longer attached to that. You know, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. You put in work, but you're no longer there. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so scratch that one. How about telling us something about Below the Line? Because I think that one's completed.
Yeah, Below the Line was actually a Syracuse University production. I played a producer, which was really, really hard for me. No, just kidding. It obviously was a really easy role, fun role. We filmed that back in December. I'd love to see what it looks like. And that's actually Trent, who is my SVP for Syracuse International Film Festival. So, yeah.
Very cool. How about a little bit something about Bloodfly?
Bloodfly is currently getting wrapped up and getting ready for distribution. We had a small cast and crew screening out in Ithaca at Cineapolis last month, and they're doing a few more touches and getting ready to export it. But I think, like, if you want to talk films, Shelter in Solitude, which I line produced, that film is AMC Theaters right now. So we have a premiere with Siobhan Hogan coming up next week locally at Manlius Cinema. And the film is going everywhere. It's Robert Patrick from Terminator. It's Dan Castellaneta from, Homer Simpson. Patty Scanlon's in it. Fat Nick and some famous rappers. There's a lot of great people. Peter Macon. I mean, they're talking about this film maybe Oscar worthy. So that's really, really, really... you know, one of the big things in the past couple of years that very much attached to. So, yeah, that was, you know, really fun and amazing cast and crew. And Siobhan is absolutely hilarious. Pete, her husband, is great. And that was her writing for her second film. And, you know, I can't wait to see more.
And that's Shelter in Solitude, right?
Yep, Shelter in Solitude.
Yeah, that was one of the ones on my list, actually, that I have. So I'm glad you mentioned it. And there's also something called, it's not a movie, it's a TV series that you did, The Booby Trap. If you could tell me something about that.
Yeah, that was something we were working on, a pilot with Aqua Plastic Surgery, had some great footage. It's just unfortunately, you know, sometimes things don't always go through, you know, with pilots. So it was absolutely great footage, a great experience. I met some great people. It just, you know, sometimes things just don't make the cut.
Yeah. Well, sorry to hear that. But, you know, sometimes just the experience is enough, even if you don't actually get on there, the experience is sometimes okay.
Oh, it was great. And it, like, it faced my fears. I'm not into watching blood. And, like, I saw, like, rotted cheeseburgers. That's what it looked like, rotted cheeseburger. Because we were, you know, it was another awareness thing. It was a breast implant illness. And a lot of women don't realize with breast implants, you need to replace them every 10 years. And even if you replace them every 10 years, normally by the time you cut it out, it's not that bag that looks like your chocolate milk bag back in the 80s, you know, and 90s in school. It looks like a rotted hamburger because all this disgusting tissue, like, oh, it's so gross, and toxins, and, like, I mean, they can kill people. It's gross.
Yeah. Well, there have been people that did die.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, with BII.
Yeah. So tell us something about, what's another one I had on my list? The Hostage Wife Trilogy.
Yeah, that was something we filmed a sizzle reel out in Ohio. Great concept. They definitely were looking for more funding about human trafficking. You know, we had a great cast, and we've met some people actually from that are in Escaped. You know, Dylan Hughes, actually, that's where we met him, and that's one of our talent with DiBernardo Productions. And he's playing the nurse assistant in Escaped, and he's...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I have another caller.
Okay.
I don't want them to think I'm ignoring.
Yeah.
Hello, caller.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
It's
hi.
Me and John.
Thanks for calling back.
Hey. Anytime.
Sorry,
so,
I've been listening. What do you have to say?
I just wanted to say that I'm happy to be working with Michelle. She's an awesome woman, and I look forward to shooting our scene at the mental asylum.
Yeah, we actually, so Kaylee and I went out to Watertown this past week at a previous building we've used for other films, and we built the mental asylum set. It was really fun, and you know, we came in and Ray, the owner of the building, probably didn't expect us to flip the building, but there was tables of electronics in the room when we came in, and Kaylee can tell you when we left, it looked like a mental asylum. It just needed the hospital bed, which Ed is bringing in, so looks good, Josh.
Just for the people listening, new caller, if you would just tell the people your name.
My name is Joshua.
Okay, thank you. That's just for the people
You're
listening.
Welcome.
So you guys can continue talking about your movie.
Yeah, so Josh is one of the mental patients, but not only is he, you know, one of the mental patients, he helps us out with crew. You know, he is absolutely in training. You know, we've trained him on camera. We're training him on sound. And you know, he's just very willing to learn different things and help out and give us suggestions and, you know, sometimes give us a good laugh when we need one.
Yep.
So you're a jokester, Joshua?
Yeah, I guess you could say I am. I like all kinds of humor, really.
Yeah, me too. So is anything else that you guys want to say about that movie? I mean, I didn't want to interrupt you if you were still talking about that movie. So go ahead. Sorry.
Kaylee, are you still here?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you can talk about the movie a little bit.
You said what?
You can talk about the movie a little bit. Like, so maybe you could talk about some of the scenes we filmed without giving up too much, or locations like Sammy Malone's and those.
Well, definitely we have a lot of locations. Like, we're filming all throughout upstate New York, I would like to say, because we pretty much are. We are in Tully, we're in Watertown, we're in Cicero, we're in Baldwinsville, we've been filming everywhere. Like she said, Sammy Malone's, we were filming on the river in Beeville, and then in Tully, we're filming on the river, and in Cicero, or in Mattie Dale, should I say, we're filming at a little shop out there, and in downtown, we were filming in a boutique, so
hey,
we're definitely involved,
Kaylee,
in the community. And what?
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Kaylee. I just want to let this other caller come in, and then I'll ask them to let you finish what you were saying. So just hold on a minute,
okay.
Everybody. Sorry. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello, this is Ed.
Hey, Ed. How you doing?
Hey, Ed.
Hey, what's up, Ed?
Okay, and there is one other caller, so please hold on, everybody, and then I'll ask Kaylee to continue. Hopefully this person is going to, for some reason, they're not letting me answer it. Okay, hold on, everybody. And glad you called back, Ed. Sorry about the snafus. Hello, new caller. Are you there? You're on the air.
Hey, yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi, Bucky.
What's your name, please?
Hi, Michelle. Hey, Ed. How you doing?
Good, good, good.
Okay, now, I don't mean to interrupt anybody, but Kaylee was in the middle of talking when I answered two of your calls. So if she could just finish what she was saying, Kaylee.
So, yeah, basically what I was just saying is that we're definitely involving the community. Like, perfect timing, actually, is, you know, through Ed, we met Bucky, and that got us a location in Watertown, and you know, even, and with Ed too, like, he's got so many connections in Watertown. He's getting us, you know, food for set, you know, and he did this for the last film as well. So it's just, like, super appreciative. And then it's, like, also involving the community in these little mom-and-pop shops that are willing to, you know, like, get sponsored and feed us for the day. It really makes a difference within set instead of, like, you know, dealing with corporations and bigger people, you know. It's literally like a mom and daughter film set, you know, like, but in the most professional way it can be.
Well,
yeah, so
anybody, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So Ed, you know, is like a location, you know, manager for the Watertown area, and he, you know, definitely helps out with craft service, product placement / sponsorship. So we got a lot of different places in Watertown that really support us. And two of those places that we appreciate so much are Bernardo's Pizzeria and El Thierry's Market. You know, they definitely take care of us, and their food is so good.
this is a really laid-back show, so any of the callers that are on here, if you've got something to say, just, you know, go ahead.
Oh, wait, and sorry, I don't want to cut off, but I want to kind of just tell about Bucky, too. Bucky is super amazing. He is, you know, our production designer, and, you know, he builds stuff for us. And, you know, so we had left, and there's a few things left, and I'm like, key. I need you to switch the door. I need you to put a sign up. I need you to put the lock on the outside because it's a mental asylum, like, you know, so. And then it's like Ed, you know, he helps as well with it. And, you know, like they're bringing in a hospital bed like 2 days before. So, you know, it's a team, you know, effort. And, you know, like we try to show our appreciation. We're like a family. You know, sometimes on set it's like really fast paced and it may not seem like, you know, we're all, you know, loving family, but, you know, we're just moving and we're just being efficient and we don't want to waste people's time. And, you know, sometimes it's really cold and we're put in different situations. And, you know, being in a film and memorizing lines and, you know, just so many shots need to get done. You know, there's definitely a lot of pressure, so we have to stay on track. And, you know, we may not be able to goof around and goof off and joke all the time, maybe only at lunch. But, you know, we definitely, in the pre-production and post-production, we get to have a lot more fun than the actual set because we do have to stay and be professional and keep on that time restraint. But, yeah.
Okay, anybody else? Get your comments or questions in.
Exactly. We're all family, off set, like lunchtime, and business is business. We do the movie, and when it's not movie time, we all have fun, talk about things. And like Ed, he's a great guy to work with, Michelle and her family. It's a blessing to work with them all in these movies. I'm just glad to be part of it.
And Bucky actually has a movie he wants us, you know, to work on as well. So, you know, it's not that we're, you know, only working on, you know, Michelle or Kaylee or Michelle and Kaylee. You know, if they're part of the family and they have a script, you know, that's part of the DeBernardo Productions family. So, you know, it will happen. But he can tell you about that.
Yeah, okay. It's just it's a movie that I was thinking because I run a.
Okay, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but there's another caller, so just let me answer this one, and then I'll let go continue. So sorry. Hello, caller. You're on the air, but someone was in the middle of talking, so if you could just wait till they're finished. But thank you for calling in. So go ahead with what you were saying.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, hello? Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't hear what I said. You did. Okay, so someone was in the middle of talking, and then when they get done, then you can go ahead and comment. But they were in the middle of talking. So if you would go ahead and finish, please, with what you were saying.
Oh, yes. I run a 17,000-square-foot warehouse, and I've done a movie before with Michelle, and I come up with this title of my own movie called A Mechanic's Outbreak 1 and 2 that I would like, you know, something Michelle and Ed and her family and the production crew would take a look at, edit, and, you know, figure out what kind of movie we can make out of it. And it's really about a story about a elderly man with Alzheimer's and somebody's taking advantage of him. Whereas, for example, like he went to a garage and there was supposed to be an oil change. The mechanic says, well, no, you need a whole new motor and this and that. And while the guy had Alzheimer's, he didn't realize what he was doing. And so the mechanic took him, you know, the other mechanic down the road took advantage of this gentleman. And it's basically on taking advantage of elderly people that should be treated the way anybody should be treated.
Hmm. Interesting. Who else has something to say?
Who just got on the call?
Hi.
Who was our new caller?
Hi, my name is Darren, and I heard you guys are talking about a cool film called The Chase, so I wanted to jump in here.
feel free.
Wow.
Darren is...
she's cut me
off.
What's
up,
Darren?
Real quick.
Go ahead.
I'm a cast member of Escape, so I thought I'd jump in and bomb this this podcast a little bit. Loving it, listening to it, and just wanted to say hi.
Well, hi.
Hola, amigo.
So, yeah, so obviously Darren is very much involved as well. He deals with me on certain areas, and I he helps on, you know, definitely editing and co-writing, as well as Kaylee co-writes. And, you know, he plays DJ. Sometimes he's production crew, wherever I kind of throw him. He definitely got our IMDb up and going, so we're excited about that. We want, like, everybody to start following our IMDb, follow our Facebook page. Spectrum has been doing a story on us, so we want people to follow the story on Spectrum. You know, we're really excited to be getting, like, all this media coverage. But, yeah, I'll let Darren go ahead and talk about Escape now.
Okay. Oh, I get to jump in and talk about it. Very exciting. We've done a lot of filming. Michelle is running a great production. We've seen the Watertown area a little bit. We've seen Syracuse. We've seen Baldwinsville, Tully. Just having a great time. It's a great cast. It's a great crew. The story's phenomenal. The direction's great. The cinematography's there. And the community seems to kind of be rallying behind the whole project. So just very excited and really excited to see what we can do with this.
Awesome.
Any of the other callers? Any of the other callers have something to say? Ed, Joshua?
Oh, yeah. One big family. I met Michelle way back years ago at the mountain with Jeff Goldblum. He played a psych patient back in the 50s. And ever since then, we're best friends. And I'm glad she picked me to join, be part of her crew, like location manager in the Watertown, New York area. And I enjoy acting. I love it. We're a big family. We're all a big family.
Yep. We are. We're a big family.
Absolutely. Big family.
It's
rough, but we manage.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else? Feel free.
One of the things you'll notice, you know, like, and I've been out to Tyler Perry's set, so, like, one of the things you'll notice is, like, Tyler Perry or Adam Sandler or, you know, there's certain larger production companies, when they use a group of people and they work, they tend to use that group of people over and over and over again, you know. It, like they're saying and like we're saying, it's like a family. And, like, there's probably never been a set that I've went on that I didn't walk away and feel like family. You're, like, filming for, you know, 21 days at times. Like, you are seeing these people 16 hours a day. I mean, I will say we're not doing that on Escape, you know. But we tend to, at Di Bernardo Productions, be very, very efficient. We do not like to waste people's time. And, you know, we just try to be considerate. And that's just coming from my side of in front of the camera. You know, I've been to so many film sets. So you stand around for 12 hours and, you know, you're not fed. You're not trained well.
I really hate to interrupt you again, but you're really popular, so there's another caller. So hold on.
Hi.
Hello, caller.
Is
Are you
it
there?
Me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi there. Lawrence Gartell.
Oh.
Hi there. It's Lawrence Gartell speaking.
This is one of our fabulous special guests that happened to be driving by Destiny USA today, and I just see this fabulous international artist, Lawrence Gartell, on a billboard. But go ahead, you can talk and tell them who you are.
Oh, my God, Michelle, what can I say? I am so overwhelmed and so fabulous. This giant billboard representing the Syracuse International Film Festival and my appearance on September 29th and 30th at the festival. And, wow, this, you know, my favorite song by Fat Joe, We're All the Way Up. And if that's not all the way up, I don't know what is. I am so, so excited about this, I got to tell you. Thank you for that. It's incredible. Really incredible. Really, really, really incredible. So, you know, I created the official poster for the festival, and, you know, it encompasses art, it encompasses fashion, of course, film and music. You really outdid yourself, Michelle, I have to say, in putting this whole thing together. And it's such a thrill to be part of it this year. And, you know, I already want to say I look forward to coming back, you know. I mean, it's just going to be so awesome. So this is happening after I go to New York. I'm going to be honored for my 1984 Subway poster that I did for the School of Visual Arts. It was ushering in the computer graphics department almost 40 years ago. So we're having an exhibition at the School of Visual Arts galleries in Chelsea on the 7th, and it's from 6 to 8. It's going to be amazing. And then from there, I'm heading to Italy, and we're going to have two exhibitions. We're going to shoot a documentary, and we're going to talk about film and art and culture and all that stuff. And then I'm flying back for you. So it's like a full schedule, super full schedule. So I'll have so much to talk about at the festival when I get there. That's what I can say. And I'm just thrilled.
We're so excited to have Lawrence. And for, like, those of you that don't know, you know, he's like – a little shy about, you know, but, you know, his work has been shown with Coca-Cola, his, you know, 57th Grammy Awards, he raps Maseratis, he literally has, explain this, it's a cube that's in Barnes & Nobles and Walmarts and Target?
Yeah. So during COVID, I created the number one selling toy puzzle in the world, which is called Shishibo, which stands for shape-shifting box. It's in it's in 3,100 Walmart stores. It's in 1,950 Targets. It's in every single Barnes & Noble and 3,500 independent specialty stores. And it's an art cube. It's like a Rubik's Cube on steroids, except it's art. And the more you have, the more you can create. So our slogan is collect and connect. And, of course, it's also the number one selling toy on Amazon. And I will be at the toy fair directly after your film festival. That's where I'm going after that, to the toy fair at the Javits Center. So I'll be there as well. So it's going to really be such a fun type of thing. But yes, you're right. I created the official art for the 57th Annual Grammy Awards. You can see my Grammy statue at the Grammy Museum. I was the feature of the New York Auto Show, wrapping art cars and motorcycles in my own pavilion of 25,000 square feet of space. And I was the feature of the Oslo Motor Show in Norway. And, you know, it goes on and on. The hits go on. My Absolute Gartell ad for Absolute Vodka was on the back covers of 300 million magazines as the first digital ad for Absolute. So, you know, I've been around the block, but it never gets boring. I mean, look at this. This is so exciting, you know? So you got to keep that fresh perspective on life and enjoy the people you meet along the way. That's what I could say.
Absolutely. And it was a pleasure for, you know, my daughter, Kaylee, who's on the call now, and I to meet you out in Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, it's a small world, and here we are, and look at how many connections we've had, you know, in the small time here.
Yeah.
So we're very excited to have you, and yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing your cubes blow up.
Well, I'll tell you, you know,
I just
want to
jump in here and say we've got like about 15 minutes. There was one caller that left, and I just want to say if that caller is still listening, if you left because you wanted to say something, you could just call back in and just say something. I just wanted to say that because some people think,
we don't want to take up somebody's time. Yes. There's so much to talk about. Michelle, I'm still blown away by this beautiful billboard. Just beautiful.
Will
you be able to take a picture with it? Is that possible?
Yes, we can absolutely take a picture with it. And about a 12-minute run with, you know, the in-between ads, but with all of ours, we have, I don't know, we have a lot. Like,
yeah, that's awesome.
So, and Lawrence will be going on Bridge Street with Channel 9 when he's in town here. So he'll be at Red House Arts. And he'll be at the Alec event at Mohegan. So definitely if anybody wants to see how fabulous he dresses, you'll want to see him on the 29th.
You know, you just reminded me I got to get my tuxedo pressed. So thank you for that.
Yeah, for the 30th. You're better.
Not for the 30th, okay.
Yeah, no, because I thought that you're going to, you know, I mean, we don't want to leak too much, but like, you know,
okay.
He is artsy.
Yeah.
He did create the post. So if you saw that, can you explain a little more to, like, everybody about the post?
Awesome.
About the poster? What's the question there, Michelle?
Like, what your inspiration, because, like, remember, like, at first I was just like, oh, there's a girl, and you're like, no, it's a mannequin, like...
Yes. Well, you know, I mean, being a mannequin, she like has the perfect pose. You know, she doesn't talk back. You know, she has this beautiful, seductive stare that is never ending. And, you know, you can get very seduced by it all. And especially in the midst of art and culture with film and music and all of that, it draws you in. And, of course, there's a secondary person inside her, so that's always an alter ego. People have an alter ego, and that's what the second face represents in the poster. So you can be one thing, but you really could be something else as well. And that's kind of the inspiration of the poster.
Yeah,
you can be what you want to be.
Yeah. Yes. And then it also has, you know, a musical note to represent music.
Yeah.
There's art involved, there's the fashion side with the mannequin, and then there was another touch with the film as well. So.
And it's the 20th anniversary of your festival, which I think is very incredible. You know, things have longevity. That's wonderful. You'll probably have another 20 years.
Oh, absolutely. At the rate it's going, you know, we'll be Sundance, Tribeca, you know. Level, you know, by then.
Yeah.
So
yes, well, you at the helm with your vision, I'm sure you'll make all of that happen 100%. That's so awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have great people, you know, involved, and we're really excited to show some really amazing films. And we have films, you know, that are art. Remember I told you we got that muralist one that I really want you to see, because it's about, you know, some artists out in San Diego, I want to say. And then we have films, you know, about animal awareness in China. There's, you know, an Academy Award nominee who we're showing a documentary, Miles to Go Before She Sleeps, and she's in China trying to save these dogs because obviously it's a different culture there, you know.
We
have Aurora Sunrise, which was it was up for an Academy Award, and we have some great, really, really great films, independent films, and just really excited. I was at the venue today, Lawrence, and let me tell you, everything is just lining up beautifully. The red carpet is 62 feet. You think that's long enough?
Yes. But you have a lot of international films, isn't that correct?
Oh, we do. We have, you know, some international shorts, and we have Ava and Little Turtle, and, you know, there's a ton of international still. So we're not just Syracuse. We have Made in New York selections and invites. Lorraine Bracco, who this is the best role that she's had since The Sopranos and Goodfellas.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
You gotta, yeah. It's the 29th. So there's a lot of beautiful, beautiful just pieces. You know, there's mental awareness on rape. There's mental awareness, you know, on addiction and mental health and, you know, just a lot of things that the festival hasn't done in the past. People need to be aware.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I kind of have to jump in. I'm going to let you finish talking. I'm very, very sorry. I just wanted to say there's like 9 minutes left. So whoever that was that started talking, please go ahead.
Yes, Lauren.
That was me.
Oh? Yeah. Hello?
Go ahead.
Can I continue? Yeah. So, I just got to say that, like, this is the beauty of festivals and obviously yours, bringing awareness on so many different subjects when you watch normal television and how mundane it is and never really reaching out to the human spirit. And things like this really touch people on such an incredible level, and you change lives that way for the better, I will say, by building awareness. And this is really what this kind of thing is all about. And I'm really happy to be part of that. That's very important. So,
well, and those aren't even the only things that we're touching on awareness. You know, on the 29th, the first day that you're there, we have Haven's Gonda that we're donating 10% of our ticket sales to them on the 29th. And they actually rescue, like, donkeys and, like, miniature horses, beautiful establishment out of Casnovia, New York. We have October 7th. You won't be there for it, but we have Upstate Mammo Bus coming to perform, you know, breast mammograms right on site, you know, in the bus.
Wow.
So, you know, we have suicide awareness coming, and, you know, we still have a couple of weeks to add some people. So, you know,
that is
very
unbelievable.
Yeah, we're growing every day, and we're excited. So Nav's Popcorn will be there giving out samples, and they're an amazing popcorn company out of Thousand Islands and Syracuse. So,
wow, how exciting is that?
Yeah. Oh, new smoothies. I was talking with them. I got to meet with them tomorrow. They have gyros and everything. I have to choose like the menu that they'll be serving. So we do have. Now for the 29th, we have some breweries that will be donating some cases of stuff for us in the back. And
wow.
I did. You do have a dressing room waiting for you.
I can't wait. I'll be savoring a lamb gyro. I have to tell you that with tzatziki sauce. So yes, please do.
Okay, I will let them know.
That is just, now I'll tell you, I'm one of those people who says they don't eat meat, okay? So this is an exception to the rule. What can I say? Special occasion, you know? So that's great.
Good.
I appreciate that. That's awesome.
We appreciate
it. All right, well, I'm going to dress up for this thing in my artsy wear. So that'll be me then.
So that means paparazzi.
Yeah. Exactly. Bring out the paparazzis, the cameras, the video. Yes, we'll definitely put on a show. 100%. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward, Michelle. This is such an exciting moment. And, you know, upstate New York, where I started my electronic art career, it just shows you after 47 years. 47. I mean, this is just, you know, a continuum of all of that. I'm so thrilled. So happy to be part of this. That's what I could say. So thank you again.
Thank you. We can't wait to see you. So make sure. Is your event going to be televised or anything with you being honored?
Well, you know, I can go Facebook Live, Lawrence Gartell, you know, I can definitely do that 100%. People will tune in. Sure, of course. I'll do that every step of the way, and I'll be in Tuscany in Italy, and I'll be in a I'll be in a city, a little village from the year 900. Amazing. So I will go Facebook Live with whatever I do. So people can watch me in the next week until I come to you. That's the deal.
Follow him.
Yes. Lawrence Gartell on Facebook, Lawrence Gartell on Instagram. And, you know, we look forward to meeting new people and exposing them to what digital art really is and what it can be and the future of it and the continuum.
And how it's incorporated. How it's incorporated in film, you know, movie posters and so much more.
Yes, yes. I mean, motion graphics and all of that, 100%.
Yeah.
So. Okay, I have a call coming in from Italy, so I'm going to say goodbye, but I'm going to say I look forward to seeing you, okay? And thank you for having me.
Bye,
okay.
And thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Ciao.
Thank you. Oh, and I also wanted to say thank you to the other two callers that dropped off. I hope you got to say everything that you wanted to say. If any of the callers that are still on, if you've got something to say, now's the time because there's only like 3 minutes left. So if you've got something to say, go.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to be down there with Alec Baldwin. I'm going to be one of our workers down there. But I might do all the time down there, I guess.
So Edward's volunteering with us. So we appreciate any volunteers. If anybody wants to volunteer, we have a link on Volunteer Match where they can go ahead and submit their resume, or they can email Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, at syrfilm.com, and just let me know the dates that they're interested in. I do prefer you to go through Volunteer Match, but yeah.
Well, Michelle, you know I'm interested in anything, volunteer, anything. So my warehouse is open up to you whenever you need it, and I look forward to being a part of this other movie that you're doing.
And yeah, well, we can't wait. The 10th and the 12th, Mental Asylum.
I know, I can't wait. I appreciate it, especially working with Ed.
We're mechanic Sunday.
Yeah, we got a big scene this weekend that we're filming, so we got a good amount of casting. We're very excited. We have a special effects makeup artist, Mike McCoy, coming out from Buffalo, and let me just tell you, his work is sick. Like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Like, this is the next thing. Like, I mean, he's undiscovered talent, definitely. Like, I caught my eye on him, though.
Like I said, I can't wait to be a part of it, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have anything to say? I'm sorry. I didn't realize anybody else was talking. Go ahead.
I appreciate being part of this cast and crew and part of Michelle Zimbardo Productions.
Thank you,
follow your dreams. Never give up.
That's right.
Never give up. I've been acting since 2004.
If none of the other callers have anything else to say, and if you do, just jump in. But if you don't, I'll let Michelle have the last 45 seconds.
Who's here?
All right, Mom, take it over.
All right. So make sure you follow us at DiBernardo Productions, LLC, Facebook, Instagram, Creators Film Festival, Syracuse International Film Festival, We got websites, SyracuseFilmFestival.com, CreatorsFilmFest.com, DeBernardoProductions.media, MichelleDeBernardo.com. You want to book myself and my daughter to direct your next film, DeBernardoProductionsLLC@gmail.com, and we'll get our crew together. Thank you. We appreciate you. Follow us, and we'll see you at the festival.
Perfect timing. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So much.
Pretty good.
You've been great. And thank you to all the callers. Thank you to all the callers that called in, and to you, Michelle. And hopefully we didn't get cut off, because Blog Talk Radio will cut you off in the middle of a sentence.
No, that's
you
okay.
To everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah,
have a good night, everybody.
Everybody have a good night.
Yep. Bye.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Yep.